ايوه استعد استعد ادعك فانا مهم جيمو عم البيت going yes what's interesting now is the Gemara does something that's unusual which is that the Gemara yesterday was asking what was the reasoning behind Rabbi Yossi's position in the Mishnah the Gemara suggested in the Havamina that Rabbi Yossi was looked at hefker like matana a hefker works just like a gift and since a gift does not leave one's possession until it reaches the recipient so too by Hefker. The Gemara rejected that because of a question and concluded that Rav Yossi's reasoning is really because of Zera Bisham Matnat Beit Choron, because of the question or the issue that arises with Beit Choron. So what's interesting here is that the Gemara is now going to go and find a Brisa and suggest that Rav Yossi is the partial author of this Brisa, but the Rav Yossi they're using is Rav Yossi from the Havamina, Rav Yossi that Matana, that Hefker is just like a Matana. So it's strange only because the Gemara concluded that that was not Rabbi Yossi's position, but yet the Gemara is now going to use Rabbi Yossi from that original assumption. So now Tanya, Rabbi Bryce, right, today I'm just going to make life a lot simpler. I'm going to use the Ron today to go through the Sugya because the Sugya is very strange in some ways, and the Ron takes a lot of time in explaining the Sugya. He writes, all right, I'll quote you the Ron. It says, this sugya has not been explained well by the Rishonim. And then he goes through his parish and he repeats the conclusion of, actually, the conclusion of, at the beginning of tomorrow's daf, and he concludes it again. But he says, I got some of this from the Rishonim that I saw, but otherwise it's a very unclear sugya. Alright, so now, Tanya, we have a brisa. Map gear et sadeu koshlosh yamim yacholach zorbo. Person who makes his field hefker. Right, has 3 days to retract his hefker. You can't be elech and yacholach zorba. But from there on, he cannot retract his hefker. So now, in the second half of the brisa, Amar, Teisa dezu mufker the yom echad, the Shabbat echad, the Chodesh echad, the Shana echad, the Shavua echad. So, or echad. He says, I'm after it, but he gives a duration to which the hefker exists. It's either hefker for 1 day, right, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, or 7 years. Right, as long as someone does not take possession over the object, ben who, ben achder, whether it's himself or someone else, yacholach zorbo, he can retract it. Mishazachaba, once someone else takes possession of it, ben who, ben achder, and yacholach zorbo, then he cannot retract the hefker. So now, where I want to know what's going on here. Who's the author of these opinions in the Mishnah? One opinion that states that there's a 3-day window of retractability, and the other one which says that until the recipient party gets it, it's retractable. So Gemara suggests Reisha Rabbanan, Seifa Rabbi Yossi. The Reisha is the Rabbanan, and the Seifa is Rabbi Yossi. So we'll start with the Seifa being Rabbi Yossi. Right? Who's this Rabbi Yossi? This is the Rabbi Yossi again that we said in the Havmini yesterday. That what? That a hefker works in the manner or the way that a matana works. And therefore, the hefker is not done, in that it's not really fully in effect until the recipient party gets it. So therefore, in the second half of the brisa, what does the brisa say? The brisa says that you can retract the hefker in these limited time periods, right, as long as no one is taking possession of it, whether it's you or someone else. No, since nobody's taking possession of it, you can retract it. And that sounds like that Rabbi Yossi. That until the other party takes it, it's still really in your possession to retract it. Whereas the first part of the Mishnah, Brisa, says that it's a 3-day window. After the 3-day window, it's gone, and you have no way to get it back. Which sounds more like the Rabbanon, in the sense that the Rabbanon say that it's not dependent on what? It's not dependent on on the recipient. It's not dependent on the recipient, but rather, it's dependent on your giving it. Once you make it hefker, it's hefker, and it's out of your possession. So if that is true, we still have to deal with one issue, which is everything sounds great except for this 3-day window.
Then according to this, then everybody would be holding that you can always, everybody holds you can always retract at some point.
Right. But the question is why? Because we did not see this before in the Chachamim. The Chachamim before we said when you made it hefker, it's out of your possession. So what is this 3-day window? So this is what we'll start with. That's the difficulty. We'll start with that issue, and then we'll move through the Gemara. So the Gemara really, the Rishonim seems to be addressing an issue of harama, an issue of cheating. And what was this cheating? Is that we know that produce is chayav in trumos and maizros. That's true of owned produce. Whereas if produce is hefker, then it's not chayav in maizros or trumos maizros. It's not chayav when it is hefker. So what they used to do was the ramayim, right? The cheaters or the I don't want to call them less than straight people used to be
tax consultants.
Right, tax evaders.
They
had tithe evaders used to be mafkir their produce right before the time that it'd be chayv in maizrot, and then take repossess it right after it was chayav in maizrot. So if that was the case, right, they would then allow themselves to be potter from maizrot. So the question was, are they really being mafkir their stuff? Because were they really giving people a fair chance at getting at this stuff? Meaning that was their hefker b'leiv shalem, number one. And number two is, even if it was b'leiv shalem, were they really offering it out to everybody, or they were just putting it out there, taking care of the chiv meiser, and then they were coming back and taking it right away? So the Chachamim wanted to prevent such a group of people, right, producing hefker in this way. So what did they do? They delayed the effectiveness of hefker for 3 days. So they said that hefker will not take effect for 3 days, which means that in the first 3 days you can retract the hefker even if someone else is taking possession of it. Not simply, like we say in the other cases, if not someone has not taken possession. Here, if someone else takes possession of it, you can still retract it for 3 days. Chachamim said that hefker is not effective for 3 days. So they have to say it by all types of hefker, not just by the cheaters, otherwise the cheaters would know that it's not really true.
Responsibility Pesach.
Right. Or other is, you have to do it right.
You got to get rid of it.
3 days beforehand, right. You're going to have to, it'll work. If you start 3 days before, on the third day, it will be effective to be hefker, according to the Chachamim.
But when do we do bittul?
That's a separate issue, whether bittul is really hefker, right? That's a Tosfos in Pesachim. Says that bittul is hefker. So, and that all the Rishonim have a field day with, because hefker has certain rules.
Yeah.
And they have that fact that bittul works as hefker is a little difficult because of many issues. One of which is what we'll see later in the Gemara, that hefker needs to be done in front of three. It needs all the qualifications that we usually associate with hefker are not demanded by bittul. And so the other Rishonim alter or change or work on Tosfos to say that again there by Pesach it might be different, only because again the Torah removes it. That's the Gemara Pesachim also, that through two things, Bor B'shus HaRabim Mechamed are in a B'shus HaAdam, the Torah takes it out of their right, but nevertheless the Torah puts it back into your B'shus for culpability. So really they're already out of your possession, but for culpability they're back in possession. So all you need to do is really be masking to what the Torah wants. As long as you agree to what the Torah wants, you can be, it may not be full force hefker in those instances. Alright, so now the Chachamim create this gezeira, which delays the effectiveness of hefker in order to get rid of these ramayim. So they delayed hefker both, again, if someone else takes possession of it, you can retract your hefker, because that's what makes it effective here, is that it's not, it doesn't go until 3 days. Now this Ramayim are going to have problems, because they have to be mafkir it, and they have this huge duration in which it's really, other people are going to know it's hefker until it really becomes actual hefker. And that's going to go against what their real plan is. Their plan is to have it be hefker for a very short period of time, and then repossess it. So this is how they're going to undermine that problem. So here, let me just, okay, here, if you look in the Ron, across, you know where it says Tosfos, you see? You guys, let me just make sure. You guys have the same setup here. No, you don't. All right, forget that. 2, 4, 6, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11. 11 lines down in the Ron on Mem Gimel Amud Bet. Mem Gimel Amud Bet. 11 lines down in the Ron. Shema Mina. There's a word Shema Mina on that line. 11 lines down.
Wide
in the
line.
Widest lines. I'm sorry, in the wide lines in the Ron.
Second widest lines.
For you guys, it's a...
You too.
No, I'm all the way down. 11.
No, you have very wide lines down there.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, the second widest line. So 11 down. See that Shema Mina? You got that? Right here?
Yeah.
This one. Shema Mina. Okay.
Shinman.
Yep. So I mean, now Hafik Tani, Kol Gimel Yomim, Yacholak Zorba Mehefkerot. He can retract his hefker. Vafilu Zaka Acher Kodim Chazarato Lo Kana. So even if he retracts it after someone else takes it, it's a good retraction. Well, Farish Tamil, come on. Right? The reason is explained later on. Before I came, Hadrin Bahom, to Shum Hefkir Potter Mina Maiser. Because when something is Hefkir, it is Potter from Maser. Hayu Ramayim, right? These cheaters, these evaders, would be Mafkirin Sidotehem, would be Mafkir their fields, Kedei Lehipater, in order to get out. Bayadatam, Bashat Hefkiram, Shech Zrubahem. Their idea was basically they'd make it half gear and then take it back right away. He's Cubam. And in such way, I have Kiram, Ella, Laha Rama Bilvad. That their half gear wasn't real half gear, but only to cheat. Right, and cheat. Check it out. Ve the Meiser. Fika, Hutsupu Lamar, Shimis Cubam, Loihe Kizilkim in a half gear. That when someone takes possession of it, it would not be like they're taking it from half gear, but Hutsupu. So meaning that if you take it back within the first 3 days, it's as if it never went into the possession of Hefker.
But this is even worse than Demai. You know there was nothing was done with this.
Right. But you can't. I mean, there
is. You have to do it then anyway.
Because Hefker, if no one owns it at the time of Chiyuv Meiser, right?
Chiyuv at all then.
Right?
Why is that Chiyuv?
That's it.
Yeah.
Even if you take possession later. If you miss this man Chiyuv Meiser, which is so called Meiruach HaKri, right?
Right.
Where you flatten over the pile of demand, right? So at that moment, there was no owner, there's no Chiyuv Meiser, even when you take possession later on. So what the Chachamim are doing here is that if you repossess the property within the first 3 days, it never touched the ownership of Hefker, but it never touched the lack of ownership of Hefker, as if you directly gifted it. The person who's making a Hefker has gifted it directly to the third party. But that will avoid the problem of these cheaters, because then if they repossess it within the first 3 days, it never went into the realm of Hefker. If it never went into the realm of Hefker, they're not Potter Mina Maestros.
And why wouldn't they decide, okay, we'll wait 3 days and they'll repossess it?
Because that'll open them up to other people possessing it, right, and taking it. And it would kind of foil their plans about how they wanted to do this. Busko Gamkin Lomar, Shafili Yisko Boacher Lo Yikne. In order to really make this effective, you have to say that there's an attractability during those 3 days. Otherwise, it's clear that it went into the possession of Hefker. So in order to make it look like it never went into possession of Hefker, you have to say that he has full retractability within 3 days to show that it's really he who's gifting it to you. So we don't have to worry about other people, the other possessor who takes it. We don't have to worry about cheating. The cheating is on behalf of the Mafkir. If they didn't make it a full-fledged gzera where everyone is affected by it, then the Ramayim would know that this is just a ploy to get rid of them. Meaning that if they didn't make it effective, that even when someone else takes possession of it, you can retract it the first 3 days, the Ramayim would say, oh, you see, really, it does go into the possession of Hefker, and the Chumar are just really trying to stop us from doing it.
Hefker based in Hefker, let them say that,
that's what they want, Hefker based in Hefker.
No, but in this particular case, Hefker doesn't apply.
No, that's the other way around. That doesn't work. Hefker works to take it out of your possession. It doesn't work to put it back in your possession.
But they can go Hefker to the guys who would come along.
Right, but then the Rantis will undermine the problem, because then the reason, if it functions as Hefker based in Hefker, that means that they made it Hefker and then went to the third guy, and that undermines what they want. They want it never to touch Hefker.
What I meant to say was that Basin can form its gzeros with respect to Hefker as it wishes.
Yes.
So being that is the case, they can say Hefker is as it always was. But in a case when a person's being meirim, then it doesn't work.
Okay, so then but even when Menet Basin says Hefker Basin Meis, then they're saying that this is a Beitar Rabbanan, and Midor Raisa, it really reached a level of Hefker. And that's what the Ramayim are going to know. Mm-hmm. They're going to know if you formulate, that's the Ram saying, if you formulate the Gezira that way, the cheaters are going to know that really Midor Raisa, they've done right, and they're okay. It's just that Rabbanan are trying to prevent them, and so they'll know that, that the whole idea is to
aim just at them.
Right, at them, trying to create a window in which they will not be able to.
The fear of being over the Avera doesn't bother the cheaters.
What Avera? What? Not listening to Rabbana? No, they're less worried about that. They're worried about the Roysa, right? That's what they're worried about. If the other person really was Konat afterwards, they're not going to listen to the Chachamim, that they can't take it back in their own possession. If the other guy can get it out of Hefker, so did I get out of Hefker, and then I'm okay. Right? If they didn't, they did this all 3 days, it wouldn't be clear that it was Hefker. They're really not really trying to be Mafkir. And it's not really Hefker. Even if the other person gets it, he can retract it. then yechol lachzorbo. But from 3 days and on, you can't retract it. But filo zakabal adam, if no one else takes possession of it, lo kolamena lachzorbo, mishim dachar shoshamim, tu lekla mechris the ramayim. After 3 days, we don't got to worry about these cheaters. Kol nasei hefker b'ramahut, in a balim ha'akram uskopo, you'll tear me gimel. The guy's not going to be willing to risk putting his stuff out there for 3 days, right, and wait to find out if he can really get it back. And that's too risky for these ramayim. Their whole point is, quickly be mafkirit, do the fee of maaser and take it back right away. If you have to leave it out there hanging for in hefker, in the realm of hefker for 3 days, that undermines their whole, you know, ploy, because someone else could really come along here and repossess the repossess their produce, and that's not what they want.
So this is the way they get it back anyway.
They could. After the 3 days, they could get it back, but it was too long for them. I mean, then other people become aware of it, and then other people compete with them to get their, you know, their produce.
Because so trying to get rid of mice and truma is much less than losing it all.
Right. The risk was too great.
Percentages.
Right. Risk, they made the risk too high.
The risk benefit ratio.
Right. It just went up a lot. Right. So that's how we explain the first. The first half is the chachamim. Right. What does it mean, get it back? No, within 3 days they can get it back. They can only contract within the first 3 days. After 3 days they can't retract anymore.
Okay, well, within the first 3 days they can get it back.
If they retract, then they get it back, but it never went into the realm of hefker. Right.
So, well, why not? Why not try for 2 days and see if anyone's going to jump back?
Right, well, you have to wait. It'll work after the third day, that's when it'll work. Anything within the first 3 days accomplishes nothing. Either if they retract it or someone else takes it, they're able to retract it. So in the first 3 days, it hasn't accomplished what they want, which is to get rid of Trumas and Maisers.
You guys asking actually a good question, saying why would that really, what's the fear? Why are they only doing it for 3 days? Why are they not doing it for 3 days? Because the fear that someone will come along with such an opportunity and grab it. He's saying, from the point of view of where this rabbi is, why not wait 3 days? Not going to take the chance. Not wait for 3 days. Right, and if no one comes along and grabs it, then exactly at the end of 3 days,
right,
we claim it, and then you got a bunch of masters.
Right, but and
you're really risking nothing. At least you could.
You're only risking after the 3 days. You're saying
after the 3 days, only when the risk starts.
All right, but after Ryan, at least suggests, and I see the weakness in this, which is that the Ramayim weren't willing to have their stuff be out there, even though they could retract it. It just wasn't in there. Their whole game was to get this in quickly and do it quickly, right? In and out. Right. So that's it. But also the problem is that, it's not so simple. They can't just retract it quickly because they have to, in the time that it's half care, they also have to perform the Kriya of Maestro. You know, they have to do Meruach Kri. So that it's not just like at the end of the 3 days they can just take it back, because then they haven't performed the action that makes them Chayv and Maestros during the time that was in Hefker. They have to do Meruach Kri, which is that they smooth over the pile, take a Chayv and Maestros after the 3 days when it's in the realm of Hefker. So they really do open themselves up to a period of time. Right, they can't do it during the first 3 days. They can't perform that Malacha, because then it would be during the point they still owned it. Right, so that's how you get it. Right. So there is a period of risk that they're taking, and it's a long period of risk for them. Right. So now the other side is that it's Rabbi Yossi, right? The other side is that if they do it for a limited period of time,
if they did it within 3 days, would that be considered like an act of vandalism?
Yes, it doesn't work then, right? Because it's still theirs. The fact that the ability to retract makes it theirs. So if they take it back, it's in their own possession. It never left their possession. That's the point. All right. So now Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, so the second half of the brace is Rabbi Yossi, because over there the retractability depends on the other recipient, meaning that it's retractable as long as no one else takes it. In our case, the first case of the Brisa, the retractability had to do with the time limit. It was 3 days. After that, it's not retractable anymore. Whereas in the second half of the Brisa, it all had to do with whether there was another party that took possession of it. Since the other party took possession of it, that's what stops, right? That's what stops the hefker from being in my possession and going to the other person. But my ability to retract it is all dependent on the other person. That sounds like Rabbi Yossi. It really never, quote-unquote, goes into the realm of hefker. All right. So I wanted to show this, Mr. Palmer, you asked me yesterday about this, so I wanted to show you in the Ron. I'm Mem Damod Amad Aleph. We'll count from the top. top, all right, from the bottom, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 lines from the bottom of the run, the way bottom of the run, 18 lines up. The last word on the line is F-shar. The last word on the line is F-shar. Okay? You got that? Okay. F-shar Lomar. So you asked this yesterday. What happens so that when a person, if he thinks it's like a matana, right, Rabbi Yossi looks like it's a matana, when you hand it out, right, then you repossess it, it's really never left your possession. According to Rabbi Yossi, you never end up in the realm of hefker, because it's always a gift. And that's what the Gemara sounded like yesterday, because that's the problem of mudar hanah. Mudar hanah is that it really never leaves your possession, enters the possession of hefker. So here the Ran suggests, I think, something like what you were suggesting yesterday, which is, F. Sharlomar, the he kasav Rabbi Yossi, the ad atid rishishokha, lo nafik mishus mafkir. It doesn't, until it reaches the recipient, it does not leave the giver. Right? A few hachi. Keichi di zaki ba'akar, zaki mehefkera. And when the other person takes it, he's taking it from the possession of hefker. For a moment, it enters into the realm of hefker. Velo mi matana, kevin chari efshar la'akar, kam kevin liskopo. Because someone else could have grabbed it. So the fact that you personally grabbed it means it's coming out of hefker. Hachinami, ki hadar ihu gufe v'zaki be. If you yourself repossess it, v'feirush mi toras hefker, velo v'stam. You have to actually explicitly say, I am taking it from hefker and not retracting. So there will not be a retraction, right? It is called hefter. So it's an amazing thing. The Ran suggests here, even though, again, from the Gemara yesterday, it actually produces a difficulty, because the whole idea yesterday was that the way Rabbi Yossi views hefker is that the giver of the hefker, or the gifty of the hefker, is always the one who actually gives it to the recipient, and that's what makes it restricted in the neder of Hanah. Over here, the Ran is willing to entertain the possibility that there is a small moment where it enters the realm of hefker. That once the recipient has taken it, we say that he received it from hefker and not from the giver. And so too, if the person himself takes it back after it's been in the realm of hefker, it will not be considered a retraction. As long as he explicitly states it's not a retraction, then he can also take it out of the realm of hefker, and it'll be considered as if he got it from hefker. Now, I don't know how the Ran deals with this in terms of the Gemara prior, because the Gemara prior, you could not say this. If he said that, then Rabbi Yossi would not be, it wouldn't solve Rabbi Yossi's problem. Rabbi Yossi says that you can't gift in this way because you're restricted in Hanah. If it actually enters the realm of hefker, then it would not be a problem for Rabbi Yossi. But at least at this stage in the Gemara, the Ran's willing to entertain what you were suggesting yesterday, that there is a small moment where
scintilla jurist
that it enters into the realm of hefker. Even though the gift is really a directed gift in some ways, it still has this assumed moment of entering hefker.
Once he receives it, so it's almost that.
Right. How it functions, it's not hard to understand what the Ran is saying. The problem is that how does he explain Rabbi Yossi earlier? I'm saying even with the function of Breira, he's still saying that at one point it was outside of his possession. Once it's outside of his possession, then you don't have the Mudar HaNah problem anymore, right? So that the actual, how it executes, we can come up. There are such concepts in law that it can work this way. The problem is that avoids the solution for Rabbi Yossi earlier on. I'm pointing it out because I think you were trying to suggest such a methodology yesterday. And here it is. The Ran is actually making good on it. All right. Anyway, that's the Braisa so far. Braisa is Reisha Rabbanan, where it's time sensitive because of this din to get rid of the cheaters. The second half of Braisa is recipient sensitive. It's as soon as someone else receives it, that's when it's effective. Until then, you can retract that is Rabbi Yossi. So now we have a Braisa, which is Reisha Rabbanan, Seifa Rabbi Yossi, which we don't generally like. We don't generally like to have two authors in a single Braisa. So that's what Gemara is going to ask right now. Reisha Rabbanan, Seifa Rabbi Yossi. So Amarola, we're going to obviously come up with two solutions. One Amora is going to make a suggestion that it's all Rabbanan, and one Amora is going to make a suggestion that it's all Rabbi Yossi. Alright, so Amarola, Seifa Nami Rabbanan Hi. The Seifa is also the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, when once you're mafkir something, right, it's gone. It's out of your possession. I mean, they don't hold like Rabbi Yossi that it's like a matana, that it's in your possession until or someone else takes possession of it. So the Gemara says, "Shiny shana v'shavuot lo shchichi." This type of hefker, when you give a time duration to your hefker, that's an unusual form of hefker. And since you use this unusual form of hefker, the Rabbanon are going to agree to Rabbi Yossi that it's functioning like a gift. Since it's not hefker in the true sense, like we think of hefker as being an unlimited gift. Unlimited means it leaves your possession and then it's out forever. Right, so in that case, the Chum say it's out of your possession and there's nothing to talk about anymore. Whereas when you give a limited duration gift, the Chum say that type of hefker works like a matana. That type of hefker works like Rabbi Yossi suggested in matana. It's not going to leave your possession until someone else actually possesses it.
Lav dafka shana v'shavua.
Right. Shana v'shavua are just examples of the breaks of
time.
Right, time-limited hefker. So that's it. So that's what Ula learns. Ula learns that the second half of the breaks is also the Rabbanan, and only the Rabbanan because they agree to Rabbi Yossi in this type of situation. It's such a strange type of hefker that they're going to say this hefker works like matana, and even the Chum are going to agree to what we just suggested in Rabbi Yossi, that it doesn't leave your possession until, again, there's a recipient on the other end for this type of hefker. So that's Ula's solution to the Braiso. Now,
what does it mean when I'm mafker something for 30 days? After 30 days it comes back to me?
Yeah.
And that sticks?
Yeah. I mean, that's what you said. I mean, it's not in the hefker, right? And that's not, is that it comes back to me after 30 days.
So you're saying I'm going to give a 30-day window opportunity for someone else to claim this.
No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying it's not free. It's free for taking for 30 days, right?
So in other words, if someone takes it, it doesn't happen after 30 days.
Right, see, that's what I thought also, that maybe when it means I have limited duration hefker means that it's out in the open market for 30 days. If someone grabs it, it won't come back to me. Right, but that's not the way Ula is suggesting. Ula is suggesting it is like it's like a matana. It has some sort of, it seems like to be a limited duration to the hefker that you're actually putting out there, and that it will return after that. Even if someone claims it after the time period is gone, then it will come back to you.
Like your bill or something.
Right. So this is, I don't know, Rashi learns here, if you look at this Rashi, he says, Dein darken shel b'nei adam l'hafkir l'sman. This is not a normal form. Hinn d'zeh shina l'kak amru chum l'davi hefkir l'afkuyim mi'meiser. It won't be hefkir to be mi'meiser, because once you go out to the it reaches the other party's hands. That's what the Ron also here was talking about. This one, only if a third party takes possession of it will it actually be considered as if it leaves your possession, goes into the possession of hefker. But again, I gotta think carefully if it's what you're saying. You're saying is that the hefker, it's the hefker's for duration,
no,
not.
I was asking. Right? I understood it the way you did. And I'm asking how could that be?
Right, so I think that's why the Chum say it's more like a gift. Because you've limited the duration, it looks much more like a gift. The gift that says you get usage of it for a certain period of time, then it's got to return to me. Right, something in that realm that it's right, exactly, working like a matana manahaksir. So that's the type of hefker that he's doing. Then the Chum is saying, no way, it looks like a matana, it doesn't look like hefker anymore. Or, again, I see the way you're asking is that, right here, so if you look at the Ron suggests, like we learned, which is 2, 4, 6, 7 lines from the bottom, Bekevan. Bekevan, middle of the line there, it says Bekevan, 7 lines from the bottom of the Ron, Bekevan. Kevan is Shunazeh. Since this guy switched, Amdina Ladate, we assess what his thought process was. The Kevin slow rush left Kiro Hefker Olam. He wanted me to make him Hefker forever. But Kati Agid Gabe, he still has some rights to it. I mean, he's gonna get it back, which is what, you know, I was saying. Philobotos Manchif Kiro Lunekhle Lific Mashurte at the Zakabe Idah. Even in the period of time that he's mock period, he really doesn't want to leave his possession until someone else possesses it. Hilcox really Rabban Behefka Shulas Man, my Srila Rabios Behefker Olamids. Right, so again, this hefker is the way that we explained it originally is that the hefker will return after a certain period of time. It's coming back into your possession. Again, I hear what Tzvi says here, and I think that the other Rishonim, right, and probably what the Rana problem was that you could suggest that the hefker here is a duration hefker, I mean that it's only out of the public realm to be taken for that period of time, but afterwards then it comes back to my possession. I hear you can explain it the way the Ron does not explain it the way Rashi seems not to explain it that way either right now, but it seems that
you're saying let's say you made it in 30 days, let's say you said 30 days, and within that during the 30 days someone else claims it.
Yeah.
After the 30 days are up,
comes back.
Well, okay. What if someone else claims it and there's not the shit for the time?
Right, do they have enough full possession, enough to do it? Right, so that's a question in terms of tonight. which is that, like, that's what Joel was asking at the end of the shir yesterday. He says, well, why does it, why the lulav? Matan l'manach nahaks here. Why can't I just be makdish? Why can't I do whatever I want with the lulav in between? The problem is that matan l'manach nahaks here has an implicit t'nai in it, is that you're going to return it. If you don't return it at the end of the period of time that I've given it to you, then the matana was not, ever a matana. You never possessed it. So therefore, if you do not return it at the end of the 30 days, you're makdish. And now you don't finish. Right. Right, because you've now undermined the original gifting.
Never lose it.
Right, exactly, to be makdish. It's circular in some ways, but it's that way. I mean, that if you don't fulfill the full conditions that are involved here, which is to return it after 30 days, if your makdish is going to prevent you, then you never really had possession over the object. Since you never had possession over the object, you can't be makdish. So I think you'd have to say the same thing here, that when he's makdir it for a certain duration, right, then you, if you don't return it at the end of that duration, you've undermined the actual giving that was done originally.
This price starts with Sodeu. I mean, I understand it's coming from produce, but
right,
is there going to be a difference if you're makdir a metalto instead of this? Too many things can happen with metalto. Sodeu is going to sit there.
Right.
So it's not going anywhere. No third party. I mean, like, fewer third parties probably get involved in it. But with the piece of metalto, who knows what's going to happen.
Right.
It's just factual or whether it makes a difference.
Right, so I don't know. Sodeu, yeah, here they're dealing because they're trying to do with the Ramayim, with the cheaters.
Right, that's the case in
Sodeu. Right, so maybe, right, so you're suggesting that maybe a metalto should be different because they didn't have to worry about these cheaters. But I think that's what the Ram was suggesting before, that they had to make it a general principle in Hefker, otherwise it would not hold by produce. So I would think that it has application, broader application than just Sodeu. And that happens to be the example because of the question we're doing.
Ramayim.
Okay, so now the other, you okay, so you're good? All right. So let's go. Reish Lakish Amar. Right. So Reish Lakish says, I mean, the safer Rabbi Yossi, Reish Yinam Rabbi Yossi. So here's the other Amor suggesting that the whole Brisa is Rabbi Yossi. So Reish, I know time to go to Shtaka, tell Koyras Hefker. The reason that Rabbi Yossi makes this first memory is that people shouldn't forget that there actually is Hefker. Right. So that, I mean, that according to Rabbi Yossi, everything Hefker looks like a gift. So if Hefker looks like a gift, then nobody's going to really know about this idea called Hefker. There's no such thing. When you're Mafker something, all you're doing is saying it's in my possession until someone else takes it, and anybody can. The recipient's unknown, but I'm still the giver, and then the recipient takes it from me. So then they're going to forget about this concept called Hefker, that there's actually a time period where it actually leaves everyone's possession. They're not going to know about it. So in order to have this Zecher, to Hefker, that there is such a concept called Hefker, Rabbi Yossi created this window, this 3-day window after which it's not retractable, meaning that it's irretractable and you can't take it back. So he says, time is old, lishkach taras hefker. So now I ask the obvious question, yochi apilu miyom rishon nami v'avi hefker. Why do you have to wait for 3 days for it to become hefker? Meaning that if you want to remember taras hefker, make it hefker right away, and then we'd be remembering hefker, right, instead of waiting this 3 days, and after 3 days it's hefker, why make it so complex? You have to remember it. So Amar Rabba, so this comes back to our original thing, Mipnei HaRamayim, to Makirin Behadrin Behom, that they're mocking their stuff and retract it right away. So we have two issues here. One issue is that we don't want to forget about Hefker, so we have to create a case where it's not retractable. But we don't want to create a case where it's not retractable right away, because then you're falling into the hands of the cheaters, of the invaders. So anyway, we waited 3 days in order to avoid falling into the hands of what the invaders want, the Meister invaders wanted. And instead, we made it after 3 days, it goes into this condition where it's not retractable, and that's how you remember such a concept called Hefker. About Deo Raisa, right? But me Deo Raisa, lo havi Hefker. According to Rabbi Yossi, mina Torah, it will not be Hefker. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not Hefker until the third party takes possession of it. Here, after 3 days, we're saying it's out in the public realm, and it's gone out of your possession, and it's Hefker already. Rabbi Yossi doesn't have such a concept called Hefker. You're just doing it to remember that there is a concept called Hefker, but it's not really Hefker. So me Deo Raisa, lo havi Hefker. The Dilma, now what's the problem of Minat Torah it not being Hefker? What's the problem then? Ati liyasure minachiyuv ala patur. Right? Why? Because this produce is really chayiv in maestros. Even after 3 days, it's still chayiv in maestros. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, it's never really Hefker until another party takes possession over it. Over here, we're making it Hefker after 3 days, even without another party there. And what are you going to do? You're going to think that my maestros are now in Hefker. If they're in the realm of Hefker, I'm not chayiv in maestros. And what am I going to do? I'm going to go be makrish from this pile for, you know, something else. Or I will, you know, be makrish on something else on this pile. And it will not be chayiv. when I come and mix up.
Give me the scenario again. How will it be chiyuv ala patur?
How is it going to be a chiyuv ala patur?
Yeah.
Right. So here he's going to minat Torah. It's still in your possession, right?
Yeah.
Whereas
it's chayiv.
What? It's chayiv in maestros, right?
So why would I take from that on the putter? Why would I?
Not right. It's the other way around that the real problem comes up. Right. The real problem comes up is I'm going to take from others on this, or I'm going to use this for maestros, and it's not really
chayiv. Starting from the Mishnah.
Right. 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 That language that we use, that it's not.
He also has a new look. Ron didn't have that.
No, he changes the. I was just about to show you that in the Ron. Okay. I was going to say this in the Ron that he only has it going one way here. Where's the Ron here? I'll be able to mention it after. Wait, it's further down. Right here. Ufarchinan, he says in the Ron here. Here. Ufarchinan aval del reis alohavi hefker. The Dilma Lasserim in Achiv ala Patur. Right? That's the Ron. You see that Ron?
Yeah.
Okay, it says, Amikan ve'elech en yecholach zorbo. And he can't retract it. Parech, the Kamar Nahit, the Medina, the Rabbi Yossi, yecholach zorbo. From the Ikra Din, Minatori, you could be retracted according to Rabbi Yossi. But Lo'avi Hefker, Tikra Rabbani Lahavi Hefker. The Rabbani made it into Hefker. Ubavadai, Shekayavuha, Bemaiser. That even in this situation, when they said it is Hefker, they're going to say you have to give maestros on it. According to what the Ron says. Came into me direct, lo habi Hefker. Since me a Torah, it's not Hefker, they're going to force you to take maestros of it. This is what you were suggesting earlier. You could get rid of the problem by saying Hefker is Hefker. They don't want to come and make a situation where you don't give maestros. Right, so this guy who receives it, he can't retract it. How could I actually ever take possession of it? Right, so what is he going to say? So this is the way the Ron sets it up like this. The Chavim said, according to Rabbi Yossi, what does Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi says, I can always retract Hefker until another party takes possession of it. Chavim come along and say, there's a limit. After 3 days, it becomes Hefker. Even though Minat Torah, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's still not Hefker until the third party takes possession of it. So what did the Chachamim say? They say, no, it's Hefker from third day on, so we don't forget Torah's Hefker. Once something is Hefker, is it Patur Mina Maestros? The answer is yes. But according to Rabbi Yossi, Mina Torah, it's still Chayiv and Maestros, just this period. So what does the Chachamim do? They establish that it's Hefker, but you still have to keep Maestro from it. So everybody's going to think, what? That why is it Chayiv and Maestros? That's only Midrabanan, it's Chayiv and Maestros, because they wanted to make this whole zera. Then, what's going to happen if another party comes along and takes it? Right? They're going to take it, and they're going to think, what? That, oh, I'm still only chayiv in maestros, mi derabonan. But the truth is, what? Their property went into Hefker. Because according to Rabbi Yosef, like the Ron suggested above, when the third party actually takes it from you, it did enter the realm of Hefker for a period of time. And it was ownerless for that period of time, and then when it's ownerless for that period of time, right then the chiyuv maestros was there, and it's not chayiv in maestros anymore. You're actually really going to be potter from maestros. But he's going to think, no, I'm chayiv in maestros midrabonan. If I'm chayiv in maestros midrabonan, right, or minat Torah, it's really minat Torah that I'm chayiv in maestros because it was still in the other guy's possession all that time, and he's going to go ahead now and be machris from this stuff on other stuff, right? And that's how you get minat chiyuv ala patur. Because why? I am chayiv to take maestros off this produce. But that, I'm taking license off this produce only when it hasn't left my possession yet. But once a third party takes possession of it, then I really am putter from the maestros because it went into the possession of Hefker in between. So therefore, the person's going to make a mistake, right, and say that just like before it came into my possession, the guy was chayiv in maestros even though he was machpirit. So to me, when it comes into my possession, I'm still chayiv in maestros even though it went through, quote-unquote, had the pez Hefker possession. And now he's going to come to be machpirit with this on other things. And truthfully, this stuff is really potter mina maestros, totally potter mina maestros, because it really did go into the realm of Hefker.
That's before he made that
off. All right.
I think he's cured the other. He's being mafresh from what he thinks is chiyuv, but it's really patur.
Patur, right. So that's it. Right. Or the other, it's still not case, the case of chiyuv and patur, right. That's true.
Even something that's chiyuv or abanan,
On the oraisa, right? You can't be a mafresh on someone else that it's chayiv. But here it's really chayiv mid rabbanan, but it's mid oraisa that it's chayiv, because chayiv mechayiv is the mafresh with the tefilas. Because it really is not hefker midoraisa. The chachamim made it hefker, but it's not really hefker. And they could have made it totally hefker. That's what he says. They could have made it hefker based in hefker, and they could have gotten rid of the fee of the gamrei. Right? The Ron says they didn't want to do that because then otherwise they'd make a kula. They'd end up with a kula. Right, or the mafker would prosper by having it be out of maestros. Right, so what's the solution? What's the solution to this? The Gemara says that the gzera was that they came aser mine ube. That the part of the gzera was that when you took maestros off such produce, you had to take it from itself. You know, it was a self-contained problem. Whenever you were maeser, you were matzer from this object itself. Meaning that you can't use it for others and for other areas on it. You had to take off maestros from it itself. And that way they solved the problem by not allowing you to mix up other things. Alright, so now, meitzave, we have a problem. So now we have two solutions. Again, we had the Braisa. Braisa one sound, the Braisa sound like Rabbanan, Seifa like Rabbi Yossi. We had two solutions. The first solution of Ula, which is to make the whole thing the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan agree in the limited time of Hefker, that limited Hefker looks like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore they agree that Din is like Rabbi Yossi in that instance. That was Ula's suggestion. On the other hand, the suggestion of Reish Lakish was that the whole thing is Rabbi Yossi. Ah, Rabbi Yossi, why do you have ever a time period where it's hefker without going to someone else's possession? That was exera shalotish nachas toward hefker. So there should actually be this concept called hefker that people remember that it exists. How do you do that? By having a time duration for when it goes out of your possession, even though no one else has taken ownership over it. Why wait 3 days instead of 1 day? Because of the cheaters. We don't want them to have it be after 1 day. We want to make it after 3 days. The Gemara says we have a problem with chumas and maestros. In that case, don't worry. You can only take maestros off of this from this pile itself and not from anything else. That's how we solve the problem. So that's the solution of Reish Lakish.
That answer is not totally satisfactory. I mean, how do you keep track of that? Ultimately,
you know,
where's the
father? Right,
whatever it is. It's very easy for it to be.
It's up to the Baal. I mean, the Baal's going to have to check it.
He's responsible.
Yeah, I mean, why was he mafkir?
Right.
I mean, let's right, exactly. He created the problem. All right, make it. Mafkir karmo. So the guy goes ahead and is mafkir his vineyard. L'shapar amad u'batro. In the morning he gets up and he harvests it, right? Chaya b'prat u'ba'olot u'b'shechcho v'peya. He's chaya in all these matonot,
parrot,
all these types of matonot evyonim. All these matonot evyonim, he's still chaya in. U'potor min ha'maser. Uh-oh. And now he's potor from maser. So what do you see? You see that hefker works. Alright, hefker works to get rid of the chiyuv maser. So now the Gemara says, Bishlama l'ula. Right, according to Ula, we can understand the Rabbanan k'toni lo. Right, that it's the Rabbanan. According to Ula, this is the Rabbanan. Ude oraisa k'toni lo. And this is the din de oraisa. This is the Torah din. The Torah din is what hefker works. According to Mina Torah, the Hefker works. Why does Hefker work Mina Torah? Because, according to the Rabbanan, what is Hefker? Hefker is, I just take it out of my possession. Nobody else has to be involved here. What about the 3-day delay? 3-day delay was a imposition to Rabbanan to stop the cheaters. But this Brightest is talking about on a Torah level. On a Torah level, he succeeded in removing his Chiyuv Maaser. Because it went into the possession of Hefker. What about the fact that Peret, Ololot, Shechchol, Peyah. But Hefker also works by those Matanos Ibnim. Why doesn't it work over here? That's because in those, all those Matanos, it has an extra word, Ta'azov. At the Gemara Dashans and other places, and Peyah, in other places, that since there's an extra word, Ta'azov, that even when you are Mafkir it and repossess it, you're still Chayav in these Matanos Ibnim. So since there's an extra word, Ta'azov, that even once it's reached the realm of Hefker Midoraisa and you repossess it, it's still considered your property, and therefore you must remove them. But Maser does not have that extra word, Ta'azov.
Once
it's gone into the realm of Hefker, even when you repossess it, it's not enough to remove the it's not enough to reinstate the Chi of Maser.
Is it because of defined time in Maser, like the carry, what you said?
Right, yeah, I don't know, because the Chi of Maser is generated over, right, maybe. But although the others, it's It has to exert sakato, because I can't say that it is, because it says tazov. All these also have defined times for them. Prats olalot are all have to do with what's left on the tree or what they look like on
at
the
that moment when it's finished being.
When you're being harvesting it, yeah, you go out. You have to leave all the single grapes that are not together, or olalot, those that don't have they're not shaped as clusters on top of other clusters, right? So these are specific types of grapes. But here, it's specific exercise that has tazov, an extra tazov by these matanos of neonim. Therefore, even when, if you repossess, not someone else, but if you repossess it, hefker does not help. Whereas by meiser, if you repossess it, hefker does help. So now, that's the case. This price is talking d'oraisa. What is the d'oraisa law? The d'oraisa law is meiser, you're out of the picture, right? And you're pugger. And the other matanos of neonim, you're still chayabin. All right, we have exercise coming for 3 days. That's not what the Braisa is interested in discussing. Now, that is understood according to Ula. But according to Reish Lakish, Ela Reish Lakish, am I Pater Min HaMaaser? Why are you Pater Min HaMaaser? Right? Because he explained the Braisa to be all Rebbe Yossi. Right? And then, why would you Pater Min HaMaaser? Ki Ami Anel Rebbe Yossi, I was explaining the position of Rebbe Yossi. This Braisa, the other Braisa is Ha Rabbanani. I don't have a problem either. I just explained the other Braisa to be fully Rabbi Yossi. That doesn't mean that I don't think that the Chacham has a position. I can explain the Chacham also have a position that disagrees with Rabbi Yossi. And that's this Braisa over here is who? That is the Chacham. So I can explain this Braisa as being the Chacham as well. Not that, because the other Braisa I explained being all Rabbi Yossi, that is, just means that it is Rabbi Yossi's opinion. That doesn't mean that what, that it's, the Chacham don't exist anymore. The Chacham do exist. Alright, so that's the answer. Then we'll give one more answer tomorrow for Reish Lakish about how he did the Hefker, the form of Hefker that he took on, and that'll deal with, again, these three people Hefker, two people in front of him. How do you really make something Hefker? Alright, we'll stop here.